was his last victim? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A body found last night in some woods in Park County, Colorado, is Austin Lyles, the 17-year-old who shot and wounded two administrators earlier yesterday at East High School in Denver.
Who, under the district's controversial safety plan that removed all police officers in 2020, were patting down students for weapons upon entry. That's where the shooting happened.
Nothing trumps the safety of our young people in this building and the faculty and staff.
Denver Mayor Democrat Michael Hancock now saying police officers will be back at East High School. One of the shooting victims is still hospitalized.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A New York City grand jury investigating former President Trump will reconvene the day after its session was canceled, as sources tell Fox. There's concern about how strong a possible criminal case is over whether Trump falsified records and broke campaign finance laws, repaying then-attorney Michael Cohen for a hush money payment to a porn star before the 2016 election to keep an alleged affair quiet. The former president calls it a witch hunt. His lawyer, Joe Tacopina, tells Fox,
I think they're attempting to fulfill a political vendetta.
There's also a development in the special counsel's investigation into the classified documents found at the former president's Florida resort. An appeals court orders a Trump lawyer to cooperate.
Trump attorney Evan Corcoran will have to turn over notes and conversations he had with the 45th president about those materials. Trump's team does not have the option of taking that case all the way to the Supreme Court.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. TikTok CEO will be questioned at a House hearing this morning over the app's Chinese ownership and security fears over users' data. Republican Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox China can manipulate content.
This is psychological warfare by the Chinese Communist Party, and it's being leveled against the American children.
But Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman believes it's racist singling out TikTok.
American social media companies have been used to facilitate harm in tremendous ways.
America's listening to Fox News.
You know, a cyber thief can steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name. Then mention my name, Sean, and you get 30 days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
For a third day in a row, kids won't be in class in Los Angeles. Public schools are closed. On the final day of a strike, thousands of staffers, from bus drivers to custodians to teachers' aides, protesting.
The average worker is earning $25,000 right now. The goal is to secure a 30% pay raise, more full-time work opportunities, increased staffing levels, and respectful treatment after some accusations of harassment. Now, this has left parents scrambling, though. L.A. represents the nation's second largest school district with roughly 600,000 kids staying home today. The school system has set up daycare options and grab-and-go food stops, but it won't address that learning loss.
That's Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady out with picketers in heavy rain as California got drenched again, causing some more flooding, at least two deaths, and also spawned a rare tornado.
The National Weather Service confirms there was a tornado in Montebello, a city east of Los Angeles.
There are no major injuries to report. There was one minor injury of a worker in the area who was transported to the hospital for treatment.
Michael Chi, Montebello Public Information Officer, says power was knocked out in the area and fire officials have inspected 17 impacted buildings.
11 of those 17 buildings have been red tagged due to the damage that they've experienced.
Twitter videos show a funnel cloud with debris swirling through the air. A rep for the Weather Service says typically tornadoes that affect this area tend to spin up too rapidly to detect or warn for. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There could be a small rebound from yesterday's sell-off on Wall Street. Stock futures are up modestly. The Dow plunged more than 500 points after the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike, a quarter percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says they have to keep driving inflation down.
We have to bring inflation down to 2%. The costs of bringing it down, there are real costs to bring it down to 2%, but the costs of failing are much higher.
He also says the banking system is sound despite two recent bank failures. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Bria Scudder taking over as deputy governor for public safety, infrastructure, environment, and energy in Illinois. Scudder previously worked in Governor Pritzker's office as first assistant to Christian Mitchell, a former deputy governor who stepped down from his role earlier in the month. Illinois EPA holding 10 household hazardous waste collections this spring. One-day collections open to all Illinois residents and operate from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. the day of the event. One's going to be held June 10th in Peoria. Operations have also resumed at 5 long-term HHW collection locations. An investigation underway after Beardstown Junior Senior High School placed on lockdown in Cass County. School went on lockdown this week after police receiving a report of a man running with a weapon. Authorities later confirmed that there was never any threat made towards the school. As is the case, police and school officials did a sweep of the school. The investigation's ongoing. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
And they remind you that they're focusing more on safety and preparedness measures as their facilities at Carl Foundation Hospital have patients and those entering the emergency department to show a photo ID and register and get that visitor badge if you're seeing somebody at Carl. Carl.org for details.
Meteorologist Greg Solier feels like... Well, warm spring now.
a real spring deal, but it's only for just the next few hours because temperatures upstream already dropping over the northern end of Champaign County, northern Piatt County. 60 Willard and Savoy right now, Tuscola, Arthur, over towards Pisotum, 61, 60 in Danville, but then Rantoul, 52, then 47, Paxton, then 46, Bloomington Normal in the 30s over the northern end of the state from Milwaukee where it's rain to an hour west of there it's snow. Here comes the more cool to cold air, and one more substantial low to come up out of the Plain States areas in our neck of the woods. That's scheduled around here for late tomorrow night, and into Saturday morning, with some spots having on the overnight hours today, this morning, already picking up an inch of rain. So that beat goes on. Well, water down across the area. So worth the day's high, falling temperatures, I suspect pretty quickly as well. Should be in the 40s, certainly by lunchtime, and upper 30s by evening time. On and off shower activity, and still a couple of thunderstorms can't be ruled out, even in the chillier air on the move here for this morning. Colder tonight, periods of rain, 37. Tomorrow, much cooler, cloudy, occasional rain. Best chances tomorrow afternoon with high up to 47. Then some pretty healthy downpours across the area tomorrow night. Maybe another inch plus worth of rain. Couple of thunderstorms or a flood watches south of Champaign County. And a low tomorrow night in the 40s. It will hold up in the mid-40s on Saturday, falling with a bit of rain in the morning, a peak of sun in the afternoon. Shower chance back in late Sunday to early Monday, 53 Sunday, 52 Monday. Short-term drying Tuesday and Wednesday, near 50. We're back in the 50s. And more rain ahead next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier. In my mind, I'm
gone to Carolina. Most famous person to ever come out of Spruce Pine, North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, is Jerry Willis, star on Fox Business. How are you, Jerry?
I'm good, Stevie J. How are you? What's going on this morning?
Well, we're honored to have you on and to talk about your big time podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You have to hear the podcast from Jerry Willis.
What men did during those years is well documented. But what about women? Hi, I'm Jerry Willis, the host of the Fearless and Proud podcast, where we uncover the undercover female spies of the era.
How did this come about?
Well, I was just really excited about telling these stories. So I went to the folks at Fox Radio and said, couldn't we do a podcast on this? And so those guys were pretty excited about it. And here we are. We're going to have 6 episodes. We're looking at women soldiers, women spies, battlefield nurses. Women were super involved during the Civil War. They didn't just sit at home. They were able to participate for whatever side they wanted to fight for.
Because my perception is like Florence Nightingale, Clara Barton, somebody getting the soup ready for dinner for
right.
the men. I don't think of women dressing in the men's uniform and
right.
like Mulan or something. This is great.
That's
I mean,
riveting.
Wow.
Well, think about it. 150 years ago, if you were a woman and you wore pants on the street, you might get arrested, right? Because
yeah,
it was illegal for women
I
to wear pants. Consequently, if you saw somebody in pants, you just naturally assumed it was a fella. So actually, passing as a man was not that hard, and there were millions of super young guys on the battlefields, you know, even 15-year-olds. They didn't have facial hair. They didn't have deep voices.
Mm-hmm.
So you swagger a little, you drink, you cuss, you spit, and people think you're a guy.
Yeah, but I mean, the guys that find out you're not a guy, did they care?
Sometimes you get, some of these women get tossed out of the military, yeah. For sure. That happens. But, like, what are the odds? There are no gang showers. There are no showers.
Well, that's true.
People say you smell the army before you see them. And, no intensive medical exam. That doesn't happen. It's actually pretty easy to fake it. And then, of course, later in the war, the Confederacy is desperate for soldiers. So they just let these, if they figure it out, they just let these women stay. They need the soldiers.
Jerry Willis, G-E-R-R-I, Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, the host of Fearless and Proud podcast. You can hear it anytime. You're as if you had nothing more to do, but you really wanted to do this.
Hey, this is a passion project. This is just so much fun. We did 6 hours of tape with historians from all over the country, and it was amazing. Don't you just love learning something
new?
I just it really got us excited, and we had a great time. The spies are amazing, too. Now, this is kind of heart-stopping stuff when I read about, Rose Greenough, who was, she seduced half of Washington, and she's credited with helping the Confederacy win the first battle of Bull Run. It was her information that she stole that helped them figure out how to fight the North, because, the Confederacy was always out of manpower. They didn't have as many soldiers in uniform. They didn't have as many folks fighting. So, they had to steal their information. The North did the same thing. Both sides did it. At one point, Abe Lincoln says, what are we going to do about these women spies?
Well, I mean, you'll be the new Ken Burns on the next PBS special. It's
Love
Jerry
it.
Willis on the Tapman's Toy and Phone Line. I want to ask you, are you good? Are you cancer-free?
Oh, I love you. Yes. I'm doing very well, and I appreciate your bringing it up. And just a reminder to any woman out there, if you haven't had a mammogram, or if you're just late getting yours, get out there and do it. It's not a big deal, and it can save your life. It saved mine.
Well, and you said it was a blessing because you reconnected with your faith. Tell me about that.
So it makes you understand what's really important to you, right? I mean, you suddenly come to terms with the probability at some point, obviously, that you're going to die, right? But it makes you rethink family, relationships, faith. You get in touch with things you haven't thought about in years because you've been obsessed with your career or your family. I have to tell you, it was a real awakening for me and a blessing, truly a blessing.
Hmm. Well, you're a strong woman. You sound very much at peace these days, I think. I can hear that in your voice.
Thank you. Yes.
And you love what you do, and you know how to handle inflation and interest rates. Wow, I'm so tired of all this. Please help me.
Wouldn't it be great if this were over? If the federal government would quit spending money like Topsy, maybe we could get this under control. And this is, let's be clear here, this is a tax on people who don't have a lot of money, right? Because if you don't have a lot of money, you spend a larger proportion of your income on the basics, on going to the grocery store and filling up the tank with gas and all of that.
Host of Fearless and Proud, you got to hear Jerry Willis on this podcast. I will be requesting you again because I didn't know you were from Spruce Pine, for crying out loud. I mean, wow, that's a big city.
It looks like
Mayberry. It really does. There's 2,200 people there, and it just looks like Andy's walking out of the door or something. This is awesome. I love
Pretty
it.
Much. It's pretty much.
It's wonderful. We're in a small town here, population 1,500. We have one radio station for every 350 people here in our town. So
yes.
We love small communities.
Wow.
And we're most radios per capita in the United States and the world. Jerry, keep it up. We hope nothing but success for you. Keep up your good work on Fox Business. You're a true star.
DBJ, thank you so much for having me. Really had a great time. Thank you.
You betcha. My pleasure. Jerry Willis, Fox Business. And Jerry is G-E-R-R-I, and it's
W-I-L-L-I-S, Fearless and the Proud is the podcast. Fascinating.
Yeah, you do like learning things. So if you're driving around sometime, you want to listen to a podcast.
Right, and it's Women's History Month, put a spotlight on that with some of the young people in your life, too. And thanks to Debbie and Sarah for listening in. I see them on Facebook right now.
Hey, good.
So a good interview there, Stevie. Thanks for that.
Jerry Willis. All right, let's check sports headlines,
Women's
Diane.
Women's softball winning over Bradley. I know the baseball team beat Bradley earlier this week. 5-1 was the final. So Big Ten play starts at Eichelberger Field on Friday at 5. The Illinois baseball team will be in Nebraska for their series that starts on Friday at 6. Now, the Sweet 16 is back in action, and we'll get out of the gate at 5:30 on TBS with number 7 Michigan State facing number 3 Kansas State. So do we have a coach on Kansas State that we like? Bruce is gone, right?
Bruce left. He's now a star on the Big Ten Network analyst.
I think he's doing pretty good with
that. Bruce Weber's real good. He's deep. He obviously knows basketball.
So I guess that's the lone Big Ten game, right?
Yeah, only Michigan State's left. That's it.
So then 6:15, we've got Arkansas, number 8 seed, and number 4 UConn. CBS is running that. So it's CBS and TBS as alternating stations for these games tonight. As you get your brackets out, number 9 Florida Atlantic and number 4 Tennessee.
What did you say? Get your what out?
You've already ripped up your bracket.
No, I still have it because I almost threw it away yesterday. But I'm going to glance at it,
right?
But it's over.
Okay.
Now I'm worried about who's transferring, who's in the portal, who we targeting.
Well, and it looks like Micah Shrewsbury is leaving Penn State for Notre Dame.
I thought he was eyeing Georgetown, but he got a bigger fish to fry there. Notre Dame, Micah Shrewsbury, the Penn State coach. Yeah, well, he deserved it. What a year. I mean, what a year Penn State had.
Right.
And I think all 50 of his guys graduated. It's a perfect timing for him, too. They were all 24 years old. So, Micah Shrewsbury is your Notre Dame Fighting Irish head basketball coach this
morning. There we go. And we're getting in the semifinals of the NIT with UAB, Utah Valley, and Charlotte moving on. 76ers over the Bulls, 116-91. Pacers over Toronto, 118-114. And we had Giannis with 31 as the Bucks beat San Antonio, 130-94. Luke Goody on at 3:00 with Tay and Piper. It'll be the drive with Luke Goody out of the gate in Fort Wayne,
in studio.
Indiana.
In studio, he's coming to final.
6'7".
Yeah, he's taller than you think.
Yes,
he gets out of the car and just unfolds, and he's like, "You're really tall."
Exactly. And we'll have the Cardinals in action against the New York Yankees with a 12:05 start here on ESPN 93.5.
They have the best record in the preseason in baseball, so let's carry them a little bit. So noon, and then the games, you'll like the pace. I've been listening. Here's the pitch. Ball one. Here's the pitch. Ball two.
I was watching the Cubs yesterday, and you can see the pitch clock there. What, they got 20 seconds to make it happen?
15. I mean, it's
pretty quick.
I can't skip through a game anymore because my skip goes 30 seconds at a time. I'll miss stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's a half an hour difference. It's really cool. Weather this morning brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got a trip mid-April in the Urbana Park District Senior Club as you hop on the motor coach, enjoy a meal, and pump boys and dinettes in Goodfield, Illinois. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign-Urbana, and this Saturday. Changes on the doorstep here across the area. A strong cold front expected to shift down southward. More of this weather system, the first in a string of active moisture-laden ones, and we're back into play there over the next 5 to 7 days with copious amounts of rainfall, even a couple of thunderstorms as we have seen on the overnight hours, and they are lurking over parts of the area as we speak. Periods of rain and shower activity throughout the day. Temperatures between 55 and 60, but falling into the lower 40s by supper time as those winds shift around into the north and gusty. Periods of rain continue tonight, colder at 37, much cooler tomorrow. Clouds, occasional rain. Best coverages and chances tomorrow afternoon, the high to about 47. More rain and thunderstorms and some pretty healthy downpours tomorrow night with temperatures to the lower 40s and rising up to 46 and dropping on Saturday with some rain in the morning. Shower chance back in for Sunday. More rain Monday, high temperatures in the lower 50s. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment, offering sound advice and actionable insight UC builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Mills is holding up better than expected. Its earnings for the recent quarter top forecasts. It is parent company of Cheerios, Betty Crocker, Pillsbury, and other brands. It's predicting sales growth of as much as 10%. Ford says it expects to lose about $3 billion on its electric vehicle business this year, though it predicts the business will make an operating profit by the end of 2026. Ford describes Model E as a startup inside the company and says it's normal for a new business to see losses. United Airlines is launching an electric air taxi route in Chicago with Archer Aviation. It will transport passengers between O'Hare International Airport and the Illinois Medical District. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for season three of my limited time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay. I'll chat with guests who have had major career or life pivots and people who have persevered and are leaving a trail of inspiration for all of us to follow. Of course, we'll have some laughs along the way. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts. I'm Dana Perino, and everything will be okay.
Amy was sure happy she chose Nate Evans to sell her house because the selling process was easy with Nate to get the home ready. Nate's team had referrals ready to do whatever needed to be done, relieving Amy of her having to find people herself. Who'd be good with that? The best part, the home was sold before it ever went live on the market. Amy was glad she didn't call anybody else.
It seems like no matter what's going on in the market, Nate has his pulse on what's happening. He partners with the top builders in the region, some of them exclusively, and has knowledge of new developments going up before other buyers are aware of them, new construction homes before they hit the market, and a variety of price points and neighborhoods. It's something you might want to check into if you're eyeing some new dreams or new property. A friend you can trust in the business, Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty, can get that immediate cash offer on your home, offers those flexible fees, sell your home for the most money possible, and call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. Just Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So, because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. SERRAChampagne.com.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and grill gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but your yard needs mowed. Yes, your wife is getting hangry, but that grass isn't going to cut itself. What's an aspiring pitmaster going to do? Get the world's fastest mower, of course, a Dixie Chopper from Dedicated Diesel in Urbana. They carry a full line of Dixie Choppers from the Z2 and Magnum residential models up to the big Excalibur and classic commercial machines that can mow nearly 8 acres an hour. This is award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott, and whether I'm cooking low and slow or hot and fast, I always have time to savor the flavor because my mowing time is cut down by Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest mower. Get your Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, 217-328-0562.
I want a Dixie Chopper. I want Tim Onstott to make me some more brisket because he's the champion brisket maker in the biggest barbecue cook-off in America last year. Tim was number one, had a perfect score on his brisket. So, yeah, I want the chopper, but I kind of want the brisket, too. So I wonder if I buy a Dixie Chopper, will I get the brisket free?
Well, I think his point there is you have more time to do your grilling and all the meat stuff, and such a great skill to be a smoker way he is. And, you know, award-winning.
Yeah.
I mean, the meats that we've sampled, Stevie, it's with crazy. Tim Onstott. Yeah, I mean, and those tailgate parties that he hosts with GFT, really fun.
So, Dixie Chopper, they can go really, really fast. I mean, you can get whatever. If you're a commercial guy, you want a Dixie Chopper, for sure. All right, I really am into CrossFit. I've talked about this. It is a really hard workout. Last night was 12 minutes, but it was really hard. And then I'm done. I'm thinking, why am I doing this? Well, I mean, I feel better. I look better. But the energy I have. We're getting a lot done at home because I got the energy.
That's awesome.
My shelves collapsed in the garage. Boom, fixed it. No worries. We're painting rooms. Boom, let's go. I mean, it's really different. It's really nice because I am absolutely positive. I've come up with this very poignant phrase. Extraordinarily intelligent. The more you sit, the more you sit. And I think that's profound. But it's also very, very true. But more you sit, the more you sit. You just can't sit or you're just going to sit the rest of your life. So that's, anyway, I'm just loving the energy. Stacy?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Stacy is already making pizzas.
She's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. She's making, ready to go.
No, you already got it coming out of the oven. It smells great. It smells great. Stacy at Jets. Jets has the, of course, the Never Flash frozen cheese and the homemade sauce. I've mentioned several times before contemplating being a delivery driver for you because I can make bank, but there'll be a piece missing. Everyone, there's a piece missing.
Exactly. And then I had to sample it first before you deliver.
Because you don't know if it's absolutely good, so I would schmoosh it together, like pretend like you do in a pie so nobody can see it.
And a little more difficult with the Detroit-style pizza from Jets because there's a lot of rectangles, so that schmooshing together.
It could be tough. Yeah, there's definitely be a puzzle piece missing out of this puppy. All right, you're our feature today on our Stever. I'm giving out $50 bills, flying them out the radio studio here in downtown Philo. If you want a $50 bill, it's up right now. Go stever.com. You can try and win one. I will say there will be a number of you that are interested in me giving you $50 in Jets Pizza because many believe you're the best.
Exactly. And what do you think makes you above and beyond the rest at Jets Pizza, Stacy?
Well, a lot of time, energy, and care goes into every pizza we put out there. You know, we're in there from 8 o'clock to, you know, whatever time to get all of our prep done every day. And it's fresh and quality product like not a lot of places do these days.
Grating the cheese and making the dough. And that sauce is so good. Mama Jet's sauce. Yeah. It's a secret recipe.
Yeah, Mama Pat, actually, she invented it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, Stacy, you were at a recruiting seminar. What did you think of that thing where we were talking about trying to attract people?
Yes, got me in a different kind of headspace on mentality of hiring and
keeping, that person,
yes.
Because as we've learned, 10,000 people retire today, so
yes.
There's a problem here.
Yes.
The statistics that Chris Stonick was saying was amazing, and trying to really connect with a good quality employee. So,
well, I'm glad you were there, and I'm glad you got some nuggets of gold. Listen, all right, GoSteever.com. We got four $50 gift cards we are giving out for Jets Pizza. You can go there right now. Rooting for you all the way. Stacy, keep up your good work.
Thanks, Stacy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Stacy at Jets. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday. That means John Decker. John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent, who asked a question yesterday at the presser. We'll have him on next. Stand by. It's ESPN 93.5, Fox News, and then weather. Stand by.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A 17-year-old boy suspected of shooting two school administrators searching him for weapons in Denver is found dead of an apparent suicide.
17-year-old Austin Lyle was identified as the shooter. Lyle was already subject to what officials at Denver's East High School called a safety plan, under which he was required to be patted down daily before entering the school.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, one of the victims, is reported to be in serious condition. The other was treated and released. President Biden hosts an Affordable Care Act anniversary event at the White House today and then later flies to Ottawa, Canada.
After meeting up with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tonight at his residence, President Biden on Friday will address Canada's parliament, have a bilateral meeting with Trudeau, and a joint press conference.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. This is President Biden's first trip to Canada in office. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Attorney General joining other attorneys general and calling on Kia America and Hyundai Motor Company to protect their car owners. The coalition wants both companies to take swift action to help remedy the crisis of car thefts that have taken place as a result of the company's failure to equip vehicles with anti-theft immobilizers. City of Champaign investing more than $7 million in street maintenance this year, work including concrete street patching, asphalt repaving, and complete concrete street reconstruction. These road improvement projects being funded through the city's capital improvement fund, local motor fuel tax, and state motor fuel tax. Illinois State Police releasing an update on their investigation into Tuesday's deadly I-74 crash. They said a car traveling westbound left the roadway for unknown reasons. Vehicle entered the ditch, struck a tree, and became engulfed. Police said the driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Once again, a complete investigation into the cause is underway. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys, Saturday active and moisture laden over the next couple of days, and plenty of weather business in sight as well into next week. The beat goes on. We've got shower activity on and off throughout the day today, and a couple of healthy downpours expected with thunderstorm activity as well. Cold front knocking at the door. We're pretty much close to the day's high. Readings will slide back into the 40s as the later morning and afternoon wears on, and the strengthening north wind. More rain tonight and colder. Blustery northeast wind will bottom out at 37. Tomorrow, much cooler. Cloudy skies, occasional rain with a high of about 47. We'll hold in the 40s tomorrow night, and another low tracking across the area means some significant rainfall and a couple of claps of thunder and downpours tomorrow night, and some shower activity lingering Saturday morning. Some peaks of afternoon sun at 46. More rain back in here in spots late Sunday up to 53. A couple of spells of rain early Monday, 52. A break Tuesday and Wednesday, and back into more wet weather late next week with temperatures in the 50s next Thursday and Friday. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
It is Thursday, a week from today. I'll be broadcasting live from Busch Stadium, St. Louis, Missouri, in the press box for opening day baseball. But today, ladies and gentlemen, John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
John Decker, John Decker.
Yes, children now singing his theme, writing it down as their favorite song in class.
Yes, that's right.
Even though the teacher marked it out, I would take issue. It is a real song.
My son Aiden on our spring break road trip heard the Queen bicycle song and said, is that the John Decker song?
Yeah, it is. Indeed it is. We purchased the rights, because John's the only attorney on press row, we purchased the rights to all Queen songs. So. Ladies and gentlemen, John Decker, who asked a question in the press room, with the State Department guy who is so much better than Karine Jean-Pierre. She's the worst presser. I know you're going to stay nice, and as you should, but holy moly.
Yeah.
It's an eye roller. I'm sorry. It's just, wow. Anyway, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing? You having a good week?
Yeah, you look like a movie star. You looked hand rested and ready at press room yesterday.
I'm ready for 2024. I got to get ready. That's the marathon. The marathon with Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. That's going to be a race. That is going to be a good race to watch.
I struggle with the legal stuff with Donald Trump because I don't think it's equal justice under the law the way they're going after.
Okay.
It's like Joseph Stalin, Joseph Stalin's chief police guy said, show me a man, I'll show you the crime. Mm-hmm. You got to be kidding me on the Stormy Daniels. The Federal Election Commission didn't find anything back in the day, and now they're trying to get him on this. Why not the Atlanta thing and his phone call? You got to find me more votes. Isn't that more incriminating than Stormy Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, of all of the legal issues that Donald Trump is facing right now, this is the least problematic for him. And I think that by anybody's standards, the least troublesome for most people. You know, the other issues, however, I think you mentioned the Atlanta one, the Fulton County, to be specific, that's problematic for the former president. And then, of course, that ongoing investigation happening right here in Washington, D.C., by the special counsel. That's problematic. What we're talking about as far as this grand jury in New York, the reason why we're paying so much attention to it, I think, more than anything, is because Donald Trump put this out on social media over the weekend that he thought he would be indicted this past Tuesday. That did not happen. It could happen this week. I don't know. I mean, it looks like they're wrapping up their work, and then they have to decide whether to charge anybody, including the former president.
Okay, well, we'll see how it plays out. But again, Hillary Clinton was smashing evidence and things like that where you're going, wait a minute, Dinesh D'Souza went to jail for $5,000. He did a movie that wasn't very nice about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. But anyway, it doesn't feel fair, which I'm not sure much of this is. But as far as the whole thing, they can't have him be the nominee because I think they're afraid there's a chance he could win.
I don't know if that is a factor. You know, I don't know Alvin Bragg. You know, you don't know him either, the Manhattan District Attorney. He did run for office claiming that he would go after Trump and Trump's children, and that has played itself out. But, you know, look, that is not the way to defeat somebody. You defeat them, you know, running against them, not, you know, in the courts. And, you know, my hope is that it's a fair race in the sense that the nominee that Republicans want is the nominee that they get, and the nominee that Democrats want is the nominee that they get. And they go against each other, and then they try to win the Electoral College. That's the way it should always be, I think, in this country.
Well, I hope so. But again, you're seeing a lot of things begin to crack a little bit from, you know, weaponizing is the alleged crime, weaponizing our different departments and some of the stuff that the Washington, was it the New York Post this morning about Hunter Biden getting a heads up for an FBI guy named One Eye, if they're after him or going to investigate.
Oh, I didn't see that.
What?
Okay.
John, you can't do stuff like that. Come on, man.
Yeah.
What?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. It's just so much stuff out there, and you're going, okay, so Donald Trump's the worst guy in the world in the history. He's Hitler, whatever. But he still has a shot, I think, to get the nomination. What do you think of Ron DeSantis?
I think we don't know what to make of Ron DeSantis yet. Here's what I mean by that. You know, at this point in 2016, the front runner for Republicans was a guy named Jeb Bush. Mm-hmm. And Jeb Bush, two-term governor from Florida, it turns out he couldn't take a punch. And that's the reason why he, you know, failed so miserably trying to beat Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. We don't know, I don't know, I don't think you know, whether Ron DeSantis can take that hard punch from Donald Trump. If he can, it's going to be a great race. If he can't, he's going to meet the same fate as Jeb Bush did in 2016.
Yeah, I tell you, will you see a big field on the Republican side, or will there be 4-5?
I think 4-5.
Okay.
It's not going to be like 2016 when it was 17 people up there, or, you know, two different nights, two different debate stages, all that. No, I think it's 4-5. And I think that the people that are not yet in the race, like Mike Pompeo, like Mike Pence, like Tim Scott, are really weighing, you know, does it make sense? Does it make sense for me to get into this race? If I don't want Donald Trump to be the nominee, you know, and they realize that they split the anti-Trump vote, and that may factor into their decision. I think Ron DeSantis is all in. It's just a matter of when he announces, not if he announces. But the other people that I just mentioned, I don't know if they get in the race ultimately. We'll have to wait and see what they decide to do.
Okay, so TikTok has 150 million users. It goes straight to Beijing. An oligarch probably owns it all. They're getting all kinds of data on our people. Why don't we just come up with, you and I will invent Knock Knock. It'll be the exact same thing. And people can do that, and you and I will own that. Why don't we just shift it to an American public company with transparency? We'll call it Knock Knock, and boom, we're there with TikTok. And just have everybody switch.
Stevie. That is a brilliant idea. Let's make certain no one in your listening audience is into what we're talking about with Knock Knock. Brilliant idea. We're going to start this tomorrow.
Let's go.
I'll call you up. We'll text. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great idea. Let's go to Silicon Valley and sell this. Look, TikTok is popular, and it's popular with, according to the CEO, 150 million users all across the U.S. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, says it's a security threat to the U.S., and it's one of those rare bipartisan issues. You have Republicans and Democrats that want to ban TikTok because it's a Chinese company. And any Chinese company is essentially a Chinese government-owned company. And so that's the real concern, I think. And it is a real concern. And I'm very curious to see how this all plays itself out, given the ultimatum that the Biden administration has given TikTok, which is divest yourself of Chinese ownership or we will ban TikTok. And as far as banning TikTok, Donald Trump tried to do that, but the federal courts blocked him in that effort. And I don't know what's going to happen as it relates to the Biden administration's effort in terms of banning TikTok.
Well, I mean, because people will be outraged, but if there's an alternative that is the same, I think they'll get over it. And meanwhile, I'm stunned how smart China is on some of their stuff to be able to have a private company in China gather your data and be able to get what it's amazing to me. It is just amazing to me.
And I agree with you. It's amazing to me. And you have, you know, a significant number of Americans who are essentially addicted to this. And the Chinese, I think, are laughing all the way world domination, perhaps, you know, which is a scary thought.
By the way, I am concerned greatly with the apparent buddies, Vladimir Putin and President Xi. We can't. That's bad. That's real bad.
That is bad. Yeah, no, that's absolutely bad. I think they're buddies, though, out of convenience, you know, for Russia. They're so isolated, they're looking for any ally, and certainly a superpower like China is a good ally to have. They're buying their oil. It's not being bought by anybody else. That's number one. And for China, they're looking ahead. They're looking ahead in terms of when and whether or if they take over Taiwan. They want an ally in that regard, and Russia certainly will be an ally. So I think it's a partnership out of convenience more than anything else.
Well, Vladimir Putin's the junior partner here. There's no doubt about that. But it's going to...
Oh, absolutely.
You don't want Iran, North Korea. You're getting a coalition, and I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of confidence in Europe from the standpoint of standing up to stuff. So I don't know. I'm very concerned about that. I played Jack Nicholson's clip yesterday from A Few Good Men. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. Do we need Donald Trump on the wall? I mean, I don't believe Afghanistan would have happened, certainly not the way it did. I don't believe Ukraine would have happened if Donald Trump were president, John. I just don't.
By the way, I think I once knew that entire dialogue of Jack Nicholson by heart. I just love doing that, you know. It begins honor, code, loyalty.
Yeah. Honor?
We use these words. Yeah.
Code? and Jack Nicholson, I think, was there for A Few Good Men for, I think, a day. I think it was there.
I know. And he won an Oscar.
Unbelievable.
Out of that. That's pretty impressive.
And you can't handle the truth.
No, I know. It was. And then did Tom Cruise take a chance trying to really push him? He could have really been court-martialed. It was really a pretty good movie. Anyway, I'm just saying that Donald Trump has inspired fear in other people. Yeah, right. And we might need, I don't know anybody else that's going to bring that.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what Ron DeSantis has to offer as it relates to that and what you're talking about. Things change, in terms of Americans' views of politicians, Americans' views of Donald Trump even. Right now, I would tell you, this is the question that you have to answer. It really boils down to this. If it is a rematch between Trump and Biden, the question you have to answer is, which states flip in 2024? That's the answer. That's the question that must be answered. And if you cannot answer that question with numbers that put Donald Trump above 270 in the Electoral College, then the rematch will be the same result that we saw in 2020. So that, to me, is the question you always have to ask yourself when you think about this possible rematch between Trump and Biden.
All right. On the Tavins Toy and Phone Line, last question. I have a 217 texter referencing your punches comment. They said, what would the punches be that DeSantis would have to take? Can't be the way he's running Florida. Trump and his family moved to Florida. So,
yeah. Look, I... That's a good point. Look, I think that we'll see that on the debate stage. I mean, right now they're just essentially talking past each other. You know, DeSantis will do, and he's now doing some interviews. Did one with Piers Morgan, which is getting a lot of attention, and it's all gearing up to an ultimate announcement. Like, that will likely be in June that he's going to throw his hat in the ring to challenge Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. But the punches will be punches that he'll have to take on that debate stage. And I believe the first debate will happen. It's a Fox News debate. It will happen in August of this year. So the circle that month on your calendar.
All right, Mr. John Decker, we appreciate it. You got a little construction going on, do you?
We have tons of construction going on. Absolutely. You can hear that in the background. So
I love
funny.
It.
But, I love it. But as you know, with all these projects, it's something that you deal with because the end result, you're so happy. So that's what I'm looking
yes,
for.
Yes, sir.
You're
end
preaching
result.
To the choir here, John. Stevie's got this painting going on. Yeah. Janet has all these different rooms. And it looks so good.
We did our...
There you go.
I painted the master bedroom. Then Janet put wainscoting on it. It feels like the White House. And you'd know that. So you'd have to come see that sometime.
That's right.
Listen, you're the best. We appreciate you, John Decker. Great Television's White House correspondent. Keep up your good work being the journalist you are, sir.
Oh, thanks a lot, Stevie. Hey, have a great time at Bush Memorial Stadium. That sounds like a great day. I'm sure you're looking forward to that. Hey, what's the weather look like for that day?
About
by the
59
way?
And cloudy. And last year, I had Yadier Molina's brother on Benji.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add up the World Series rings, the Molinas I think have more than the Mannings, so they're pretty good.
Exactly.
And more than the Alou brothers are pretty good too. And they're three Molinas too. But in any event, it'll be fun. And they treat me like gold. There's 152 affiliates, and about 8 stations get asked.
Awesome.
So we're
awesome.
Excited to go.
Yeah.
That
right.
sounds great. Well, I look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk real soon.
Thank you, John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent, asking the tough questions always.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's Thursday. We're going to do Did You Know?
And we've got Matek Service bringing on the weather. It's spring savings time, up to $1,200 off of select heating and AC units. All you need to do is call 217-355-9700. Matek, feel the difference.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather. Freezers at all. Champaign-Urbana and vicinity. Changes on the doorstep here across the area. A strong cold front expected to shift down southward. Boy, this weather system, the first in a string of active moisture-laden ones. Yeah, we're back into play there over the next 5 to 7 days with copious amounts of rainfall. Even a couple of thunderstorms as we have seen on the overnight hours. And they are lurking over parts of the area as we speak. Periods of rain and shower activity throughout the day. Temperatures between 55 and 60, but falling into the lower 40s by supper time as those winds shift around into the north and gusty. Periods of rain continue tonight, colder at 37, much cooler tomorrow. Clouds, occasional rain. Best coverages and chances tomorrow afternoon, the high to about 47. More rain and thunderstorms and some pretty healthy downpours tomorrow night with temperatures to the lower 40s and rising up to 46 and dropping on Saturday with some rain in the morning. Shower chance back in for Sunday. More rain Monday. High temperatures in the lower 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier. We'll be right back.
Thursdays, I call my son, Nathaniel, and make sure you know who he is. I say Nathaniel's son. Because I like the Karate Kid. How are you, Nathaniel? How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Great. Was it last week you were in town on the U of I campus?
It was 2 weeks. 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
2 weeks ago, okay. March 7th.
How did that go?
Guest lecturer at the University of Illinois campus in the Cachaturian Hall in Newmark, thanks to Johnny naming the room for mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
No, thanks for asking, Diane. It was wonderful.
Did a great job. Really did.
I'm glad you came, Dad.
I was really interested, and I was going, dang, I don't know any of this. This is awesome.
And then while you were in town, you had an appearance on CI Living with your sister Grace as the co-host and Heather Roberts, so that was fun, too. In fact, there was a little bit of a radio bit from a local radio show, but no mention of ESPN 93.5. No big deal.
That's all right. But the... Well, Nathaniel's son, what do you know? What did you know is our segment. What do you got?
Yeah, so this morning, you know, there's a lot of sports going on, right? Like, we're watching March Madness. Spring training is starting. First game is coming up. And I wanted to talk about an interesting fact. There's really a lot of different sports. Did you know that we'll start with basketball, the NBA specifically? The number of basketballs used per game. So we'll go through basketball, football, baseball. So we'll just start. You guys want to take a guess at how many basketballs are used in an average game, average NBA game?
Different basketballs in an average NBA game.
Four.
I'll say six.
Yeah, it's actually three. Okay. Officials limit the number of basketballs to three. How about the NFL? How many footballs would you get?
Oh, boy. They're wiping them down in rain.
A dozen.
I'll say 25.
Yeah, you both are very close. Each team brings a dozen footballs, dozen primary footballs that are approved by the officials. That's that whole Deflategate thing that went down years ago. But the officials have to approve 12 footballs for each team.
Huh.
Now, how about baseball? How many baseballs are used in an average game?
Foul balls, dusted up.
30.
Oh, boy. I think it's well over 100. I'll say 150.
You know, the estimate is about 100 per Major League Baseball game, 100 baseballs.
Well, if it gets scuffed up, if a ball hits the dirt, they throw it out.
Yeah.
So it's
exactly.
And you think of all the fans.
Yeah,
and
fans at the foul balls.
Exactly.
And, home runs, things like that. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow.
Now, last one. This one was a little surprising to me, but we'll see if either of you can get it. On the PGA Tour, the average golfer will go through this number of golf balls per round.
Oh, boy.
What would you guess?
Can you change balls because they got a mark on it? You just have to announce it, right? You have to tell your partners.
That's correct. Yeah, exactly. So that does play into it. I didn't initially think of that, but you're correct.
Okay, so average number of golf balls.
Ten.
These guys are good. Five.
Yeah, they go through, it seems like on average, it's a survey between a few players, 9 balls per round. They'll change about every 2 holes just because I remember this, but granted, I was never at the level of getting golf balls for free, so I got one ball per round.
Right.
But, the compression, like the ball does wear down a little bit. So, that'd be, between 6 to 8 shots over 2 holes, they'll just completely get a new ball in.
If you go to a range and the balls are old, you just got to say they're not going very far.
And I always wondered about the waterlogged balls that were on the bottom of the pond, that were retrieved. Are those just no good anymore?
I think most of the time, it depends, Diane, on how long they've been there.
Okay.
If they've been there for a day, it's probably fine, but 2 years,
It's like a civil engineer needing the right tools to get the answer. The golfers know that the compression is different after you hit it a hard a few times, so they toss it and get another one.
I see.
And it goes 10 yards farther.
But
it's like a scalpel and a surgeon. It's that fine for them.
When I was a teenager and I was a good swimmer, I used to wonder if I could go around to the local golf courses and do some diving and retrieve all those balls and resell them.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, but not a lot of money in them.
Okay.
Interesting stuff, Nathaniel. Well done.
No, good stuff. No, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we'll talk in a week. Thank you.
Take care.
The topic of balls switching out, very fascinating. You can always rehear our show at steviejay.com. People like that segment.
Yeah.
So I used a cracked one on tour, says John. They change the balls every 2 or 3 holes. due to exactly what Nathaniel said. They compress so much, it damages them.
Yeah, but it doesn't damage them for me, but for them. it's just your level of expert.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Jets Pizza is our Stever offer. I'm handing out $50 to Jets if you want some free pizza. Yeah, I know. I do too. That's why I'm entered. Anyway, I'm kidding. If you want this, go to GoStever.com. GoStever.com.
Jets Pizza is an awesome choice at Kneeling Green near campus and over at Round Barn off Springfield and Mattis. If you pop in for lunch, they always have a special slice special, and you can get a couple of slices and a drink for under $10.
I think we're going to get a sponsor for Did You Know? I think it's good.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Right.
I think there needs to be somebody that owns this segment.
Just
because
Google Diane Ducey. Let me know if that's you.
Yeah.
We can get you on board.
That's right.
And it's the same for our Stever offer. When I'm out and about, people ask me all the time. I was at the Ambucks luncheon at Urbana Gardens off of Lincoln and I-74 this week, and they always meet at Tuesdays at noon, the Ambucks, and there was people asking me about Stever and how that works.
Well, how it works, and this is the uncomfortable, honestly, we want to make sure you're real good before we want you in the program.
That's why we meet with the owners.
We talk with
them,
but then we have to sample their stuff.
You're right.
It's food, construction, whatever you do, I have to see something. Because it is a program where we really get behind you. And if you aren't real good at it, then that kind of thing. So it's tough because we kind of do the Angie's List kind of thing.
Yes.
Where we're vetting them.
Right.
And that's why we love the surveys.
We're
so
going to
we
be
feedback.
Bragging about you. We want to be honest
we
about
have,
it.
Well, we have to know. And and if there's stuff, there's stuff. But you know what? We want you to inquire about it. And we'd love to make you a Stever like Jets. Jets is pretty easy.
And people love that they're using this service within 7 days, and they get feedback from our listeners.
Yeah.
That's huge, because that can be very costly to a business to get that kind of analysis.
Yep, no question. In any event, Jets is our featured business today.
Yes.
So go Stever.com. You want to maybe get some free pizza. Yeah, you're right, Sam. Tom Izzo and Michigan State in the Sweet 16 is much deeper story after their mass shooting in East Lansing.
Absolutely.
And what that campus went through and after the win to get to the Sweet 16, Tom Izzo was crying on camera and about what we've gone through and the kind of year we've had and everything else. And his team, you know, frankly, I don't think it's anywhere near the teams he's had. They got a wonderful guard named Tyson Walker. He's the reason they win. And so if he has a great game, Michigan State has a really good chance to win tonight. We'll see. They play who? I don't even know.
Kansas State.
Oh, they're
number
good.
Three seed. So
Kansas State has
State's
a
seven seed.
They have a John Calipari called him the little guy, called to apologize. He's 5'8", but he pounded Kentucky. Pounded him. Couldn't stop.
So he's just one of these quick in and out and all over the
place
guys.
Makes all his free throws, makes the threes, goes down the lane, kicks it. I mean, that guy.
I love those players.
Yep.
5:30 on TBS. If you want to watch it over at Pia's, they're doing the Sweet 16 over there. And we've got Luke Goody appearing here on ESPN 93.5 just after 3 on the drive.
Live in Philo. And yes, if you want to come for an autograph, Luke would be happy
That'd
to be
that. That'd be awesome.
He'll be live in studio. He's a great young man. And he doesn't know either. He doesn't know either. And that is regarding Brad and the Texas rumors and the all the transfers.
And all the players and the transfer portal.
Who are we going to have?
Oh, God.
We'll be right back. Stand by. 217-359-2255. You want to text in something, we're happy to hear it. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We'll be right back.
When we put family first, we create moments that last a lifetime. We pass memories down through generations. But we can all declare, I remember when.
Far side, right. Pat Bryant, touchdown. Isaiah Williams turns upfield, 45, 40, trouble, he's sacked. Seth Coleman.
It's your turn to create these memories. Illinois football season tickets are on sale now for as low as $99 at FightingIllini.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana.